Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program, those tuning in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online around the world, thanks to blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Recording artist Bunny Sigler is making his first appearance here on our program this afternoon to talk to us not only about his love of music, what it's been like for him to share that with you over the years, but also we're going to be talking about what he has coming up for you, his fans. To get things started, here is Bunny with Forgive and Forget. We'll be right back with Conversations Live. Stay with us.
One night stand, I lost my love, a broken heart, and now she's gone. Far away from me. Time is too short, let's love again. Do you play the song with me? Ooh.
That was recording artist Bunny Sigler here on Conversations Live. We actually have Bunny joining us live this afternoon to talk to us not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with his fans. Bunny, good afternoon to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
How you doing? And I'm definitely
doing
live.
Hey, look, man, glad to have you on with us, and congratulations on the success in music you've been able to have. You know, Bunny, you have had what a lot of people want, and that is longevity. You know, what has it been like for you to see how your music has not only been able to reach people, but also to reach different generations as well?
Well, music is the only thing that I've been involved with. I did have a job between 14 and 16. I worked with my brother on a soda truck when I was out of school. Other than that, it's been music.
Yeah, yeah. And so what was it about music, Bunny, that initially drew you to it? I mean, what was it that let you know that was going to be your thing?
I always sang when I was a little kid running around the neighborhood. And I remember at 10 years old, I stood looking west. I don't know what most people look to the east. I was looking west, and I said, oh, this is what I'm going to have to do all my life. But I look west out at a little street, and I drive by that little street every day. You know, when you're little streets look big.
Right.
You know, and but I knew then, and I didn't know I was going to be a writer. One thing prepared me to be a writer. I used to work in the Holiday Inn and different clubs at a piano bar playing, and I would say, I love you. I'd sing like Misty or other songs that I wouldn't know the words. I knew the hook, because most people
right.
don't know nothing but the hook. So I'd make up the words, and then I was beating my feet. And back in the old days at Gamble and Huff writing, the way we would send songs to people would be on a cassette, and we'd be sitting there playing the piano and balancing our feet on the ground like the drum. But
right.
My whole thing, I didn't get into writing until after Come On Baby, Let the Good Time Roll was in the 60s.
Wow. Wow. Well, you know, music has definitely evolved, I think, over the years, Bunny, and the way that we get music has definitely evolved. You have kept in contact with that evolution by being able to reach your fans on social networking sites like Facebook and, of course, Twitter, and being able to see how people can instantly now enjoy your music. You know, what has that been like for you? Because, you know, gone are the days where you have to go out and buy the cassette tape or even the CD. Now, with a few clicks, you can have your favorite Bunny Sigler songs right at your fingertips.
Well, what has impressed me is how, like you said, I can have my song, but I can hear from people all over the world at one time.
Right.
At places that I've been all over the world, but there's some places I haven't been. But I'm saying is I've heard from people in Russia and Scandinavia and Scotland and different places that I didn't know that funk. Well, I guess love goes everywhere. Most of my songs are about love, and if you write in love, it's going to go all over the world.
Exactly, exactly, and I think that is one of the great things about it. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with Bunny Sigler. We're talking to him not only about his beginnings in music, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. I mentioned longevity, Bunny. That is one of the things you've been able to enjoy. You know, some people, you know, when they reach challenges, when they're going through difficulties, you really find out who they are and what they're made out of. Some people just can't take it. They give up easily. What is it that you think has kept you going? Because every day, of course, is not going to be perfect. What is it that has kept Bunny going when so many people, as you know, have kind of fallen by the wayside?
Well, my lawyer and my partner. Every time I want to give up, it went back. I think I had given up or I slowed up for a while. And I cut this gospel song called The Lord's Prayer. And
yeah.
my lawyer is Jewish, and he heard that, and he was getting ready to join the Baptist church. he had a Baptist moment. So from there, I really got back into recording. And,
right.
and you know, I have my own studio, and I noticed that R. Kelly and a lot of these people, they live in the studio. And And I just went in there when I wanted to and stuff like that. But, you know, like, I'm in there constantly now, and I'm dealing with younger producers and writers. I can sing to any music or write to any music, you know. So,
right.
You know, and being that that's what I constantly do, I don't take no break from being creative. Like,
right.
Like hearing something, I can hear somebody say something, and right away that's a song.
Exactly. You know, you bring up something really interesting, and it's funny that you should say it because I wasn't even going to mention it, but since you did mention it, now I'll talk about it, and that is the Lord's Prayer. I actually bought that off your website, bunnysigler.net, and you know what I thought was so interesting? You know, not only, of course, you know, the Lord's Prayer, but the 23rd Psalm, people can listen to that on your website as well. You know, you have a way of being able to bring passion to the words. And you talked about earlier, of course, you know, that love, that most of what you write about is love. Do you think that passion is just another way that the love comes out?
Well, my whole thing is about, you know, I don't like my wife, she likes to watch them Jerry Springers and all of them. I don't want to watch nothing that people argue. I want to watch a love story or an adventure. I want to just get carried away. Like the 23rd Psalm, I don't know if you know Jeff Majors. He's a harp. He used to be with Kathy Hughes. I worked with him for 14 years. No, I worked with him for 14 years singing the 23rd Psalm the way he did it. And I was watching this old picture called David and Bathsheba. And at the end, they went into this biblical term of the 23rd Psalm, and I just went into it. What I like to do is, you know, I like to do everything. And in fact, when I get to record, performing heavily, I like to do a little bit of everything. You know, some people want you to do R&B and, you know, which I do that, love songs. But I try to mix some kind of spiritual thing in there, too, because everybody needs a little help sometimes.
Right. Exactly, exactly. Sweet Low, Sweet Chariot is another single that you have done. I purchased that on Amazon.com. We're going to be letting our listeners know a little bit later how they can go through and get some of your music. One thing that is about you, Bunny, also, is not only have you been able to cross various generations of your audience, but you also have felt very comfortable, you know, crossing over various genres. Do you think that another thing about you and the music that you create is that really it all really comes down to love, regardless of whether you're singing about that special lady or singing about your faith, that it all is rooted in love?
Well, I think my faith, you know, I've had problems when I went over to the gospel side. They said, well, you sing R&B and you do this, and they wouldn't play. They wouldn't. The radio wouldn't play my gospel stuff. But when I did the same songs in the churches, it was over. You know, I went on Trinity Broadcasting, and the people love my going to churches. But my music comes from the heart, and so the gospel is the same thing. It's a gift from God. I got a studio. And I can get in there, and it seems like the words come down through the ceiling in the studio. It's in my garage. But I'll sit there, and the best song's going to come if I get there, and I say, man, I can't come up with nothing. And there's an inward prayer. I don't have to say, oh, God, do it, you know, because I don't want to beg him for everything, because he does so much for me. You know,
right.
He got me to be able to sing. And I sing in the same key I sang in when I was 16, or 17, and 18. And I notice a lot of singers, when they get old, they can't do that anymore.
Right.
And I've been blessed to be able to do that, to have the pipes to do that. But the thing about writing songs to me is like an inventor. Like when you write a song when you write a song, you got to say, man, did anybody ever write this? I got to make sure this is mine so I don't get sued. You know, that's why. Because I hate to listen. People give me music, and I hate to listen to their music.
Gotcha.
My brother gave me a song. He gave me a song one time, a song called Honesty is the Best Policy. And he gave me a title, and I didn't use the title. But this guy who I wrote this O.J. song, Let Me Make Love, came up with that song, and we wrote it. And my brother said I stole it from him, which I didn't. But, I mean, that's why I don't like to listen to nobody else's. song, but I don't want to listen to nobody's ideas. But when you write something, you know nobody's did it, you can sit back and say, oh, I just invented something.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Well, you know, on the other side of that, Bonnie, is what you have been able to do in another respect is that you are now inspiring other artists. You know, did you know that that would happen as long as you were true to yourself and your music? Did you know that other artists that were coming up, did you know that they would then respect that and use you as an example as what was possible for them?
You wouldn't believe the love that I get from artists. I meet some big artists who I'm so excited about meeting, and they're more excited about meeting me. So I can't really, you know, go well with it. And I mean the biggest artists. I meet them from being with Gamblin Huff and the songs that I've written. You know, I take it for granted, but a lot of people take those songs serious. And
right.
And when I meet people, I tell you that the artists from Motown. I hate to talk about my people from Philly. Some of the brothers in Philly, I know everybody's hard as a dog race trying to get over and stuff. But every person I met from Motown, from the Temptations to all the Supremes, any of those artists, when I meet them, there's a love that, I mean, they act like they know me. And
right.
The way they know me is from the music, because we all from the musical family. I got to write that song.
You know, there you go. Inspiration is everywhere, right, Bonnie?
Exactly.
Yeah,
right out in front of you.
Yeah, more inspiration. Again, everyone, Bonnie Sigler is my guest. We're talking to him not only about his beginnings in music, but his love of music and how that love has translated generations, also translated genres. And now he was just sharing with us, of course, how, you know, even artists that, you know, that he respects, how much they respect him as well. So let's talk about moving forward, because, you know, people love music from you, Bonnie. You know, what has it been like for you to consistently now in 2013 to have music that your fans are able to enjoy, but also that new listeners of your music are being able to fall in love with?
Well, you know what? As a writer, I feel like I'm just getting started. You know, all this, they say, well, you wrote this, you this and that. That's yesterday. I'm so excited about what's in front of me. I'm working on a new album where I've done some things that's from my older guys, and I got some younger guys that gave me some songs that I've already written at. We was at a party. They shot a video at my house, and they were playing the tracks, and I saw the kids going, so seeing what they jamming with it, and I got two of the songs down already. And these are like hip hop. You know, everybody calls this and that. I just call it music.
Right. It's
and
just
they
music.
They can put it
right.
In whatever category they want.
Exactly.
To me, it's just music, and you gotta tell a story. You gotta. I don't care what you're doing. It has to tell a story, because somebody let me hear a song. Now, if they let me hear it, and then when it's over, I can't remember what the title is. You know, if the title
right.
don't match what I'm hearing, then I go a different way.
There you go. And I think that is what people
definitely
notice.
There's a lot of young artists out here that need to be mentored to, you know, and I don't think they're getting sung to. I heard Neo on an interview, he said he felt that the artists don't perform like they used to perform. He said when he go out there, he tries to kill himself and go crazy. I know I was on a gospel show, and I was saying a gospel because Jesus got your back, and I got to jamming, and I forgot myself for a minute. I started doing the moonwalk. And I said, oh, Lord, I said, wait a minute, this ain't R&B. And I tried to break out of it, and my leg went down into a James Brown mashed potato.
Wow.
So I messed my ankle up, but the Lord will forgive me.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? You know, I think that says a whole lot, though, Bonnie, about, you know, when you feel the music, it's hard to contain it. And I think that's regardless of whatever you're singing or listening to. I think that's the thing there. Again, everyone, Bunny Sigler has been our guest. You can stay in contact with him and, of course, be able to support his music by going to his website. His website is simply his name, bunnysigler.net. That's bunnysigler.net is where you guys can go for all things Bunny, to be able to find his Facebook, his Twitter, his YouTube. Also, his page on Amazon.com. All of that is available right from his page at bunnysigler.net. Bunny, we say congratulations to you, not only on the success, but also in showing through your life example what is possible. And I think not only possible for artists, but possible for anybody with a dream. And because that is where this all began.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Can I cut you 1 second? I don't want to lose
sure.
Everything being possible. I was asked to do a play in New York, and I had I needed an operation. I went up there at the Rainbow Room and did a play, and I danced every night. And then somebody asked me to do Othello, and that goes back to you saying you can do whatever you want to do. And
right.
I've been doing Othello, saying, Esutate organ yarmusa monosepatoa, all this old stuff like that. But, I mean, I've been since 04, and that's, to me, a testament of, you know, like to your artist, you can do anything you want to do. You just got to put your heart to it. And mind.
That's it. That's it, the heart and mind, and the rest will come. And I think you're an example of that, Bunny, and that's what I think other people can learn from you. And thank you so much for taking out the time today to be with us. I really appreciate it.
Well, I'm sitting in my car. I ain't getting out. It's 90 degrees outside the car. It's like in the tropics. It's hot. It's cool in here.
Yeah, I want you to definitely stay cool, buddy. You know, we're dealing with that here in Mississippi as well, where I am on the radio side. We're dealing with the same thing, so I totally understand you. Well, you stay cool and definitely be cool, and we'll be definitely staying in contact with you, all right?
Okay, then. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Bunny. Again, Bunny Sigler, everyone. You can stay in contact with him on his website at bunnysigler.net. That's bunnysigler.net. If you came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons there on the bottom. That's going to do it for us for this part of our program. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you for tuning in to Conversations Live this afternoon. Make it a great one.